Good morning, Gonzo's me. There's Don Stuck. Don?
Oh.
Hello? I think you're talking into the wrong one.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You were listening to the wrong one.
No, you're talking into the wrong microphone.
No, I was talking into the wrong one. Hey, man, I'm standing next to a microwave that's been leaking all morning. My head hurts.
No, you're fine. That's the liquor.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. The Big Dumb Show, continuing our investigation of science. And
science!
The power of microwaves. And yes. We've had so many helpful suggestions from callers and people calling in with things they'd like to see go in the microwave. I was quite frankly disappointed. With the eggs earlier. That wasn't expected.
Nothing going on there. Mm-hmm.
I think it might have to do with the cut rate microwave that you're using.
I'll have you know this is a sharp carousel rotating microwave from H.H. Gregg. It costs $39.99.
I got mine there, too. It was in the scratch and dent section. It's got a big dent in the side. It's kind of the same thing.
I want the one that's leaking the most microwaves
that's
to
the
my
one,
brain.
Yeah, that's the one I need. All right. Yeah. So in the interest of not only learning more about science, but also entertaining on the program, what have we decided to put in there next?
We have got it's fireworks.
Fourth
of July fireworks. I think it's a fountain with, I don't know if it whistles or not, but it may have a report.
Okay.
So we'll find out here in a second what it does.
All right, so we're going to put that in the microwave.
It's in now.
Is it going in? Okay, all right, standing by. Intern Oliver, close off, getting ready to start it up. How long are you going to put it in for?
Let's go ahead and put it in for like 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. All right. That ought to get it going, I would think.
There we go. We're off and running.
All right.
We have completely stopped construction on the building. Everyone is at a dead stop.
Okay, good.
The police are here.
All right.
There's two Marion County Sheriff's Department squad cars here.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a fire extinguisher right by the door, should you need it.
Okay.
It's by the exit door.
Nah, we won't need that.
We're only microwaving fireworks.
Okay, yeah, so okay, we've been in, I think, for about 40 seconds now.
Okay, all right, good, and still nothing.
It's spinning.
Okay, good.
Well, science, you know, it takes its time. It does what it needs to do.
Now, how far away from the actual microwave are you?
I'm way too close.
I've run out of
mic cord here.
Uh-huh.
The microwave is very near a crew cab four-door 2004 Ford Explorer.
Jesus.
Two Ford Crown Vic Sheriff's Cruisers.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We have, looks like an Audi SUV, a Jeep Cherokee.
Uh-huh.
And there's the high dollar cars here. Yeah. Yeah, we probably got $500,000-$700,000 worth of cars in the parking lot.
Okay,
right,
good. That's fine.
And we're still rolling.
Still nothing from the fireworks in the microwave.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Still nothing.
And we're still rolling.
Still rolling.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay then.
Now. I just started to walk towards it to take a look at how much time we had left on it, so I got about 2 feet away from it, and chest hurts.
That's usually how the worst fireworks accidents take place.
Ladies and gentlemen, after hours of research, we found out that if you buy over-the-counter fireworks from the drugstore or the gas station, they will blow up in the microwave.
In the microwave.